Psalm 22, a cry of anguish and a song of praise. My God, why have you abandoned me? I have cried desperately for help, but it still does not come. During the day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. I call at night, but get no rest. But you are enthroned as the Holy One, the one whom Israel praises. Our ancestors put their trust in you. They trusted you, and you saved them. They called to you and escaped from danger. They trusted in you and were not disappointed. But I am no longer a man. I am a worm, despised and scorned by all. All who see me make fun of me. They stick out their tongues and shake their heads. You relied on the Lord, they say. Why doesn't he save you? If the Lord likes you, why doesn't he help you? It was you who brought me safely through birth, and when I was a baby, you kept me safe. I have relied on you ever since I was born. Since my birth, you have been my God. Do not stay away from me. Trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many enemies surround me like bulls. They are all around me, like fierce bulls from the land of Bashan. They open their mouths like lions, roaring and tearing at me. My strength is gone, gone like water spilled on the ground. All my bones are out of joint. My heart feels like melted wax inside me. My throat is as dry as dust, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have left me for dead in the dust. A gang of evil men is around me. Like a pack of dogs, they close in on me. They tear my hands and feet. All my bones can be seen. My enemies look at me and stare. They divide my clothes among themselves and gamble for my robe. Don't stay away from me, Lord. Hurry and help me, my Savior. Save me from the sword. Save my life from those dogs. Rescue me from those lions. I am helpless before those wild bulls. I will tell my people what you have done. I will praise you in their meeting. Praise him, you servants of the Lord. Honor him, you descendants of Jacob. Worship him, you people of Israel. He does not neglect the poor or ignore their suffering. He does not keep away from them, but answers when they call for help. In the full assembly, I will praise you for what you have done. In the presence of all who obey you, I will offer the sacrifices I promised. The poor will eat as much as they want. Those who come to the Lord will praise him. May they prosper forever. All nations will remember the Lord. From every part of the world they will turn to him. All races will worship him. The Lord is king, and he rules over the nations. All proud men will bow down to him. All mortal men will bow down before him, all those who are bound to die. Future generations will serve him. Men will speak of the Lord to the coming generation. People not yet born will be told, "The Lord saved his people." This book is continued on the other side of this record.